Live from New York City.
New York City.
In New York City, the greatest city in the world.
Broadcasting around the world, you're listening to the Real Estate Coaching Podcast with Cashwain Campbell. He's a top real estate broker, investor, and author. It's real estate coaching for you. We interview some of the top leaders in our industry. Here is Cashwain. Cashwain.
What's up, guys? Welcome to the Real Estate Coaching Podcast. My name is Cashwain Campbell. So, Real Estate Coaching Podcast, your number one resource for real estate information, right? So make sure you check it out. I am your host, Cashwain Campbell. If you would like, you can go back to our old episodes where you can take a look at some of our previous episodes so you can hear, you know, some of that information. So today, what we're going to be speaking about is 9 ways to help you to build your credit. Because right now, as you guys know, interest rates are a little bit higher in the market at the moment. You know, so we want to basically do things that's going to help us to increase our credit so we can possibly get a better interest rate, right? So interest rates are higher, yes, but there's some things that we can do on our part to actually help us to increase credit, all right? So thank you guys for tuning in. So let's get right into it, right? So credit is a thing that you have to understand goes up and it goes down, right? But you want to be in a place where your credit is up. But sometimes you may have different unfortunate things happen, and your credit may go down, right? So you may have unfortunate things happen and your credit may go down, right? So what can we actually do to get our credit back up or just to increase credit? Some of you, you've never built credit ever, right? You're just starting out. So we're going to go over some things today that's going to help you to build that up. So the first thing I would say to increase your credit is to pay credit card balances strategically, right? Make sure that, you know, you are paying your balances on time, right? So that's important because it shows your history. One of the most important things about credit is your history, right? Your payment history. Because it's like a adult, it's an adult report card, right? That's really what credit is. You know, when you walk into a merchant, you know, establishment, you walk into a store, which is a merchant, right? They don't really know too much about you. They don't know anything about you. So what tells them about you is your credit, right? And one of the most important things when it comes to credit is your credit history, right? The number is cool. The number is all right, right? Because I hear people say it all the time, oh, I have a 750 credit score. That's fine. Yes, you can have a 750 credit score like any other, you know, American. But what separates each person who has a 750 credit score is your credit history, right? So making your payments strategically is important, right? Making sure that you are making those payments on time, right? You want to do pay your credit cards down to 20%, right? So keep that in mind. The next thing I would do is try to get credit cards with higher balances. And also very important, you want to get credit cards that mean something. That's what I usually tell people, right? So you want to get actual big credit cards. Like, you know, if you could get yourself an American Express, you get yourself something with a Visa on it, right? Something that actually holds some weight out there, right? So once I was able to get my credit up, one of the cards that I went out there and got was the American Express Platinum card, right? That's the gold card. It looks like steel, a little bit the gold card. So I went out there and got the gold card, and I noticed my actual credit score went up by about 30 points. And I added someone as an authorized user, and their credit also went up by a certain amount of points. So you want to get credit cards that are actually good credit cards with decent balances, and keep your balances, keep your credit cards at about 20%. All right. Very, very important. So, and if you do have a card, like one of the first cards I got was the Capital One card, right? And with the Capital One card, I had a balance, a very low balance starting out. I had a balance of about $500. And over time, I was able to increase that balance. So you start out with a low balance, but if you make your payments on time and you're keeping your credit card at like 20%, and you know you're doing what you're supposed to be doing with the card, the company will then reach out to you to ask you if you would like to increase that credit card limit. So once you get that, you're able to increase the credit card limit, and then you're able to get a higher credit limit. All right. Very, very important. All right. The next thing is you can possibly become an authorized user. So simply what an authorized user is someone like myself, or you know, or if you have a friend or whoever the case may be, adding you to their card. So when they add you to their card, you're going to automatically start to pick up the credit history, or the history of that card. Not the credit history. You're going to pick up the history. Pretty much it's the same thing. You're going to pick up the history of that card. So one of the first things I did when I was building my credit, a friend of mine added me to their card, and I was able to pick up the history from that card, which ultimately helped me to increase my actual credit card balance. So when someone adds you as an authorized user, there's another card that's sent out, because ultimately what they're saying to the credit card company is that I have someone else that I would like issued a card, right? So when they issue you the card, you don't actually have to hold the card. The card could go to the actual primary person on the card, and they can hold the card. You don't have to, you know, you're not using the card. And all it's doing is just helping you to increase your credit score, right? So very, very important to become an authorized user. Very, very important. Pay your bills on time, guys. Pay your bills on time. One of the worst things you can get is a late payment, right? That's one of the things that can affect you, is a late payment that can drop your score. Also, when you go to, you know, utilize your credit, those things come up. And it seems like when you apply for things, like you're looking for a home or something like that, those things come up, and those things, they use those things against you. It's kind of like, remember, we compared this to a school report card, right? We compared this to a school report card. So imagine you getting one F, right, on your school report card, right? It does show up, like, when you look at it, right? Oh, he had an F before. So we definitely don't want to get an F, right? That's one of the worst thing. One of the worst thing is a late payment. Late payments can stay on your credit report for up to 7.5 years. If you miss a payment by 30 days or more, call the creditor immediately, right? That's one of the things. So if you miss a payment by 30 days or more, call the creditor immediately and try to negotiate with them, so that way they can get it taken off your credit. You got to pay up as soon as you can. Ask the creditor, will they consider taking off the actual late payment if you make a payment right away, right? Very, very, very important, right? Very, very important. Dispute credit report errors, right? That's one of the big things out there. Dispute credit report errors. Okay, so if you have old information or information If you have not old information, but if you have information that is incorrect on your credit report, you can actually reach out to the credit bureaus and dispute this, all right? A mistake on one of my credit reports could be pulling down my score. Remember that. A mistake on my credit report could be actually pulling down my score. So disputing credit report errors can help you quickly improve your credit. Very, very important. You're entitled to a free credit report each year, all right? And you can find that on annualcreditreport.com. So you can go there, you can request it, and you should do that every year. You should request an actual free credit report each year, all right? Because you never know what's on your credit. It could be some incorrect information on there that's driving down your credit score. Incorrect information could be they have you mistaken with somebody else. Like, I've had that happen to me where, you know, I went to get car insurance and there's somebody else that has a similar name as me. And when I went to get my new car insurance, it was working against me. They were saying I had an accident when I never had an accident. So we had to dig deep, and I had to provide all this information to show that I wasn't that person. So it's very, very important that you check your credit score on a yearly basis to check what's going on, because it could be incorrect information on there driving down your score. Remember, you're entitled to a free credit report each year, and you can find that at annualcreditreport.com, all right? So these are some of the things that you have to look at that's going to help you to get your credit score up and help you to purchase a home and get a great credit and get at least a decent interest rate in this market. Because, again, we can't really control interest rates, but there's some things that we can do on our end to at least try to get a decent interest rate. And this is some of the stuff that people don't talk about. So that's why we're talking about it today on the Real Estate Coaching Podcast. All right. Next thing, deal with collection accounts, right? So, you know, I don't know what may have happened while you may have collections going on, but deal with collections accounts right away. Paying off collections accounts remove the threat that you will be sued over the debt, because they can actually sue you. They can sue you over that debt. So you want to make sure that, you know, you are getting credit, you're getting these collections accounts taken care of. Also, when you do call to make a payment for the credit card collections accounts, one of the things you can ask the actual creditor is, hey, if I make this payment in X amount of time, can you remove this from my credit, right? And get that in writing. Hey, if I make this payment by X date, or if I you know, make a payment for X, I need some sort of deletion here. I need this deleted from my actual credit, right? That's one of the things I've personally done in the past. You know, and again, I'm not perfect. I've had collection situations. That was before I actually started building my credit and got it to where it is today. But when I was building my credit, that's one of the things that, you know, I had happen, right? I called the creditor and I asked, hey, listen, if I make a payment, will you be able to delete this from my account? Most of them will try to tell you no, but you gotta stand up for yourself. You gotta fight it. So guys, we're going over some really good information here. If you have not subscribed yet, please make sure you hit the subscribe button right now. Please make sure you hit that subscribe button. Hit that subscribe button, guys. If you have not subscribed yet, please make sure you hit that subscribe button. All right. So the next thing, guys, is use a secured card. Right? What exactly is a secured card? A secured card is a credit card that you use, that you open up, that you can use, and it's backed by your own money. So it's a credit card issued by a bank, and it's backed by your own money. Usually when you get a credit card, it's backed by the credit card company's money, right? That's your credit limit, right? So a secured credit card, you are actually utilizing your own money and spending from yourself. So my first credit card, I did it with my credit union. So I put up $2,000 and I opened the card with $2,000. I gave them $2,000 and they gave me a card with my $2,000 on it. But the difference with a secured credit card is, and there's different kinds of debt. There's secured debt and there's unsecured debt. Secured debt, meaning there's something that's backing it, right? So it's a secured debt. It means, meaning that there's something securing it. So with that credit card, my $2,000 was securing it, right? My $2,000 was securing it. The bank didn't have any additional risk. It was just my $2,000 that I was using. So with that being said, when you create a secured credit card, what happens is you start using this card, and even though it's your money, right, they report to the actual credit bureaus. They report to the credit bureau, so your score goes up, right? If you're making these payments on time and you're doing what you're supposed to do with that secured credit card. Very, very important. So guys, again, remember, make sure you subscribe to the Real Estate Coaching Podcast. All right. Next thing you can do, which is very unique, right, is get credit from your rent and utilities. All right. Getting credit from your rent and utilities. There are websites, right? Rent reporting services can add your on-time rent payments to your credit reports. So when you're paying your rent right now, there are actual rent reporting services that will actually add your rent to your credit score. Rent payments are not considered by any scoring model. So your rent payments, you have to make sure that you register them with a rent reporting service. Okay, very, very important. Next thing is add a credit mix, right? Meaning, that's what I call it. Add a mix of different credit sources, right? You know, you may have a vehicle, a car. You know, you have a house. Actually, when you buy a house, your credit increases by up to at least over 100 points once you purchase a property, right? So you definitely want to look into purchasing real estate, right? So your credit does increase when you do purchase real estate. Very, very important. But you want to have a mixture of different credit cards, you know, maybe a home, a car, you know, just different things, like a mixture of credit to build your credit history. All right. Very, very important. So, guys, I went over these different ways with you guys. It's actually 9 ways to help you to build credit. Thank you for listening to the Real Estate Coaching Podcast. My name is Cash Wayne Campbell. You know, make sure you guys subscribe to this podcast, and we will speak soon. Thank you guys for listening in.